morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ningen M. Hang Singh. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said the Narendra Modi government has dedicated the new year to the farmers. Briefing reporters in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Chauhan said India's agriculture and allied sector is expected to grow at 3.5 to 4% in 2024-25. He said the Cooperation Ministry and Indonesia's Trade Ministry also signed an MOU for the trade of non-basmati rice.
इंडोनेशिया को भारत 1 मिलियन मीट्रिक टन गैर बासमती सफेद चावल निर्यात करेगा. निर्यात के कारण भी चावल के रेट बेहतर होंगे और किसानों को इसका लाभ मिलेगा.
The Ministry of Civil Aviation held consultations with airlines, airport operators and stakeholders over the past 2 months to improve preparedness for the fog season. The ministry stressed the importance of collaboration with security agencies to manage fog-related challenges. Civil Aviation Minister Kinjarapu Ram Mohan Naidu emphasized streamlining the travel experience, reducing delays and ensuring smoother journeys during weather disruptions. Key initiatives include transparent communication with passengers, instructing airlines to cancel flights if delayed by over 3 hours, and improving coordination through operations control centers during adverse weather. The Ministry of Coal has recorded significant growth in coal production and dispatch in December 2024. The total coal production during December reached 97.94 million tons, surpassing the production of 92.98 million tons recorded during the same month in the previous year, with a growth rate of 5.3.3%. The total gross goods and services tax GST collections grew 7.3% to over 1.76 lakh crore rupees last month as compared to December 2023. The total gross GST revenue in December 2023 was 1.64 lakh crore rupees. In November last year, gross GST collection had grown 8.5% to over 1.82 lakh crore rupees. India and Pakistan yesterday exchanged lists of civilian prisoners and fishermen in each other's custody through diplomatic channels. Under the provisions of the Bilateral Agreement on Consular Access 2008, such lists are exchanged every year on 1st of January and on 1st of July. India has called for early release and repatriation of civilian prisoners, fishermen along with their boats, and missing Indian defense personnel from Pakistan's custody. India and Pakistan also exchanged the list of nuclear installations and facilities covered under the Agreement on the Prohibition of Attack Against Nuclear Installations and Facilities between both countries. Indian Navy is set to commission 3 indigenously built warships, Nilgiri, Surat and Bakshir, on the 15th of this month at the Naval Dockyard in Mumbai. Commissioning of these 3 combatant platforms will provide a significant boost to the Indian Navy's combat readiness, demonstrating the country's unparalleled progress in defence, self-reliance and indigenous shipbuilding. Air Marshal Jitendra Mishra yesterday assumed command of the Indian Air Force's Western Air Command. He was commissioned into the Indian Air Force as a fighter pilot in December 1986. In his 38 years of service, the Air Marshal has tenanted important command and staff appointments. Air Marshal Mishra succeeds Air Marshal Pankaj Mohan Sinha, who retired after more than 39 years of service. The sale of tickets for Republic Day Parade 2025 and Beating Retreat will commence today. The Defence Ministry said the tickets can be purchased from the counters opened at Sena Bhavan, Shastri Bhavan, Jantar Mantar, Pragati Maidan and Rajiv Chowk Metro Station on production of original photo ID card. The general public can also buy tickets directly from the website amantran.mod.gov.in and Amantran mobile app. The ticket prices are between 20 and 100 rupees for the Republic Day Parade on 26 January, while for the Beating Retreat rehearsal, tickets will be available for 20 rupees. The India Meteorological Department IMD yesterday informed that 2024 was the warmest year on record in the country since 1901. Briefing media virtually, Director General of IMD Mrityunjay Mohapatra said that minimum temperatures are expected to be higher than normal in most parts of the country in January, except in some areas of the eastern, northwest and west central regions. Mr. Mohapatra said that maximum temperatures are also expected to be higher than normal in most parts of the country. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.